Jay Spaulding with you once again as it's Jackson Heights Locker Room Chats, as it is every single Thursday here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services, Rob Wareham, Mitchell Nickel, and Casey Patterson in Holton, Ron Kirk's Body Shop of Holton, Community Healthcare System with the Holton Family Health Center, and the Farmer State Bank in Holton. Being joined by head coach Caleb Wick of the Jackson Heights Cobras. And coach, this time last week we were talking about how the Jamboree went. We were talking about preparation for week one. A week's gone by, a game's been played, and another win in the win column. Tell me about how last Friday night went for you from your perspective as you've had a chance to look at the film with that 35-7 win over the Cyclones at Riverside.
Well, you know, talking about film and everything, you know, win a game, lose a game. You're never as good as you think you are, and you're never as bad as you think you are. So, you know, going into that first game, I thought Riverside played an excellent first half. I thought we were a little tight, you know, going into halftime. We had a lot of big plays, you know, there in the first half. We just got, you know, the penalty bug got us a little bit, a couple holding penalties on big plays. But, you know, through and through, I thought the defense played amazing the whole game. You know, I think they had 130 or 126 yards of total offense on the night. And 65 came on one pass play where they caught us in a blitz and they just called the right play and a guy made a play and had a long touchdown. But, you know, when you look at our stats, we had 409 yards or 420 yards of total offense. So whenever you can have that, it's exceptional. And we had four backs, over 10 carries. Draken had 15, Austin had 12, Kate had 11, and Titus at 10. So whenever you can divvy up the carries like that and keep everybody healthy, I think that's the way to go. And, our offensive line struggled a little bit there in the first half, but we were able to shore some stuff up and on to week two. But I just want to give a lot of thanks and a lot of pride to Riverside. They played the entire game. They played a good physical brand of football, and they're going to have an excellent season here on out. But I think I like the way we played in this on the week two.
Yeah, you guys, again, won 35-7 at Riverside, and you referenced the competitiveness of it. That was a tight game in the third quarter, I believe 12-7 at one point in the third quarter. What changed for you guys in that ball game, latter part of the third into the fourth quarter, where you saw your guys' lead get to the point where you get that win 35-7.
We just started making plays and we started finishing drives. You know, there in the first drive, we drive all the way down the field and get stopped on the 4-yard line on fourth and goal. And, you know, that's just something we cannot do. You know, when we get inside the 20, we have to finish drives. And we get inside their 50, we have to finish drives. And we just didn't do that in the first half. And there in the second half, we got a couple turnovers. Cade had an interception, and then Titus was able to force a fumble, and Sir Peak was able to fall on it. And our penalties really, really helped us there in the second half. We didn't have as many holding penalties to minus away some big gains. And like I said, we just were able to finish drives. So I think that was the big part of the second half for us.
And the final thing of last week before we go into this week's contest for you is just from a coaching perspective, you've been doing this a long time. What does this look like for you as a again off-season Jamboree, now week one? Where are you seeing where your team's at right now?
We're right where we need to be. You know, we're definitely not a finished product. I think if you talk to every coach around the state, they'll agree that they don't want to be a finished product now this point in the season. And like we said, we're just going to take it one game at a time and hopefully get better each and every practice and each and every game. And then hopefully by week nine, when the playoffs start, we're playing our best football.
Speaking with head coach Caleb Wick of the Jackson Heights Cobras here on the Jackson Heights Locker Room Chat, we got to take a brief timeout. We come back, we will preview this week's matchup as Jackson Heights has their home opener on the gridiron this week, hosting Marhill Mount Academy on Friday. Back after this timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Jake Spaulding back with you here as it's Jackson Heights Locker Room Chat, and still on the phone with Coach Caleb Wick of the Cobras, and coming off a 35-7 win over Riverside last week, starting the season off 1-0 now. Coach, you got your first home game of the season on Friday. You're taking on a Marhill Mount Academy team that did not get a win a season ago, but what they do last week, well, they decided to knock off the defending 1A state runner-up in the JCN Chargers 22-20. So, as you prepare, because it's a new season for everybody, as you prepare for a team like this, what are you seeing right now from the Marhill Mount Academy Ravens?
They are athletic as all get out. You know, watching film and watching film from last year compared to this year, seems like they brought in a lot of new pieces. They got a lot of new pieces on the roster, and there was two or three that weren't suited up yet that just by looking at them, I know they can help them. So, you know, it's going to be a big challenge for us. And, you know, it's always a big challenge when you go up against Mar Hill because you never know what you're going to get, you know. Like I said, they changed their roster quite a bit throughout the years. And right now they have, you know, big offensive linemen, and they have a lot of quality skill positions. And like I said, they're athletic and they got a lot of speed all around the field. So it's going to be a great test for us here on Friday. And like you said, they had a massive win over a JCN team that was, you know, class 1A runner up last year. So whenever you can do that, and you know, they played it at home and not winning a game that last year, and then coming out with that kind of victory, it's a, you know, it's a statement game for them, and it says a lot. And it was almost like putting the league on notice. So, you know, we're gonna have a, you know, big challenge for us. Hopefully we can come, you know, ready to play on Friday.
When you prepare for a team such as this that you obviously have history with, you, they're in your league, they're a team that you are familiarized yourselves with, and there's new dynamics with a team such as Mar Hill, what does your practice look like as you're preparing for a game like this?
You know, we just got to put our defense in good situations, you know, line up and whatever they run. You know, we were able to go in the summer, you know, playing a lot of 7-on-7 there in Sabetha, and some teams were able to spread it out against us at the Jamboree, and Riverside didn't really spread it out too much against us, but our defense morphs a little bit from a 5 to a 3 to a 4, and we're able to morph in and cover everything that we'll see throughout the season, so that's great. And, you know, Mr. Knowledge, like I've said, have done a tremendous job, and Coach Plattner there on the offensive side of the football, you know, Mar Hill, you know, they're great on offense, but I think they pose a lot more challenges on the defensive side of the football for us. You know, the kind of defense they run and the type of athletes that they have on the field at all times is going to be, you know, very, very challenging for us, especially up front. They got a lot of returners coming back and a couple new guys in there that can plug in and start right away. So, like I said, it's going to be a battle of the trenches, and whoever can, you know, fortify it within there, I think, has a great chance to win on Friday.
Talking with head coach Caleb Wick of the Jackson Heights Cobras. Coach, taking on a team from Mar Hill that are on a cloud 9 right now. Your team, you're coming off a big win yourselves, and a team that has high expectations. What is the conversation like with the kids in preparation for just week 2 in general, with knowing that they came off a big win a week ago?
You know, we just got to match their intensity. We know they're going to come in here with a lot of confidence. They're coached well. They have great fundamentals on tape. You know, our message is we got to get better each and every practice, each and every game. And I think the kids, you know, they're old enough now. They know not to take any game lightly or any team lightly. And I know this league is probably from top to bottom, probably one of the better leagues that we've had since I've been here, you know, just from top to bottom, with there's not a off week in any other week, and you know, you're gonna have to come play your best football. And that's what I'm seeing with Mar Hill. They're a very, very great football team, and then like I said, we're gonna have to play a full 4 quarters to you know, hopefully come out on top on Friday.
All right, Coach Caleb Wick of the Jackson Heights Cobras. Coach, thanks for your time as always, and good luck on Friday. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you very much.
All right, Jackson Heights Locker Room Chats, proudly presented every single week by the Farmers State Bank in Houlton, Community Healthcare System with the Houlton Family Health Center, Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Houlton, and Farm Bureau Financial Services, Rob Wareham, Mitchell Nickel, and Casey Patterson in Houlton.